step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everybody. Thanks so much for joining me today on the Social Marketing Academy. I am your host, Christopher Tompkins, and we are going to be talking about the topic that you wanted me to talk about today, which is what does it exactly mean to be a Facebook administrator? We have been getting lots of interesting questions regarding administrative functions on our social media sites, and hey, it's Facebook. It's the biggest one out there for a lot of people, so I thought we would tackle that one today. So, if you are listening to this on demand, just pause the recording and then go ahead and pull up Facebook and your Facebook page administrative functions so we can take you through this. All right. In the meantime, what I want to talk to you about is my new book. We have just published it a few weeks ago. It's called The Go Method, 22 Steps to Creating a Social Media Success. So you can check that out on our website, which is thegoagencyusa.com. That's thegoagencyusa.com. We have a couple other books there as well. And you're going to the Go Agency website. The Go Agency is actually my online marketing firm, and we handle lots of different online marketing projects for our clients, social media marketing, website design, graphic design, and a whole bunch of other things. To find out more about the Go Agency and what we do, either call us toll-free on 866-926-2636, or alternatively, visit us online at www.thegoagencyusa.com. Alrighty. Let's get off the promotional soapbox and get right into this. All right. So, how many of you out there? Raise your hands up. I'm not going to see you, but let me make you feel good. We have been given the role as a Facebook administrator. Yes. Okay. Did you know anything about Facebook before you were given that role? A lot of people don't. So what's really interesting, and you know, this happens in a lot of companies, they'll have a Facebook page and they'll get an intern. They're like, hey, let's make the intern the administrator of our page. And the intern has just been, you know, posting funny pictures of cats and dogs and babies crawling in high grass and that sort of thing. And they have never administrated a page before. So what I want to go through what you're giving away in terms of power, and also on the flip side, what you have power to do with your page if you are the administrator. So like I said before, go to your Facebook page, and then once you're in there, you'll be welcomed with your main panel. So you'll see your cover image, and you'll see all of your posts and everything below. And right underneath the blue Facebook bar, you're going to see a navigation that has four different options, which is page, activity, insights, and settings. Of those, page is obviously going to be your main page, so that's kind of almost, in a way, your home button for your navigation as an administrator. The second you have is your activity button. If you click on your activity button, what you're going to see is maybe, hopefully, you see a red box with a really high number, because that's those are the points of engagement that have actually happened on your Facebook page. So you can click there and you can see all of your recent notifications, people that have commented on your photos, liked one of your posts, maybe you've shared something, maybe they'd liked a note or a discussion or a video or whatever you're posting. This is where you're going to find everything. Then if you go to when you're on the activity, you'll see that there's a few different ways of viewing the information. You can see the notifications, the messages, and the requests. Underneath that, you can see any scheduled posts that you have coming up and manage those, and any drafts that you've tried in the past. Now, let's click over to Insights. Insights is basically what you can set it up to monitor a lot of new things. There's some really great functions in here. I don't really want to go too much into Insights because I think that's enough for like a three episode series. There's lots of really great things to check out in here in terms of your likes, your post reach, and your engagement. But it all really depends on what goals that you have already existing within your company that you're managing through social media. So insights might not be exactly spot on in terms of what you want to follow. But hey, that's another show for another day. Settings is what I really want to show you. Now, if you click on the Settings tab, you're going to see there's going to be two columns on your page. You're going to have one that has the headings for the different sections, and then you're going to see on the right is going to be the actual each setting that you click on content. So first off, we have the general. This is really, really important, and this is what administrators will see. You have an opportunity to edit your page visibility, which is very, very important because, for example, you can have your page published or you can have it unpublished. If it's unpublished, nobody can see it. This is a really good function if you are just putting a page together and you don't want anyone to see it because it's a mess. Or if you're working on a page that has it just went haywire and went really nasty, you can unpublish it while you fix your problems. I really would shy away from that, but, you know, in extraneous circumstances, this sometimes works. Underneath that, you'll see posting ability, and that's you can choose who you want to post to your page. A lot of firms in the olden days, the golden days of Facebook, which was, what was that, like 2 years ago? They would have nobody's allowed to post. Nobody can post. Nobody can comment. Nobody can like. That is not how social media works. It's called social, right? Hello. So everyone should be able to post on your page. If there are people that come across that you need to block, you can block them as an administrator. So again, if someone is messing with your company and they're putting something that is very vulgar, or they're putting something pornographic on your page, you need to block them. It's not you need to like, hey, let's sit down and have a chat about this. You know, someone's spraying graffiti on your garage, you call the police. So, you know, just want to learn that you can block them. But again, if you're an administrator who doesn't know that, then you're like, how do I get rid of this person? And I've heard that question before. You can target and put privacy on certain posts from this, which is great. You can choose who sees your content, which is always good. Then you have messages. So you have the opportunity to receive messages. I always say keep this on, but some administrators do take this off so that you can't get in touch with a page. They think it's going to create too much spam. What I found is that, yes, you do get spam, but you actually get more inquiries than you get spam. So see what works for you. Tagging ability, you can have anybody be able to tag your page or only the people that like or only the people that are engaged with the post. So if I'm just Joe Schmo and I hate your company and I'm going to say, I hate at McDonald's because you guys are jerks, if you leave yourself open to being tagged, then that will show up with the tag and it will be tagged to your page. But if you do not allow tags, then that won't show up because they're not engaged with your page. So another thing, country restrictions. You can make the page visible to everybody in the entire world or only certain countries. So, you know, this is good if you are a Spanish company only looking for Spanish consumers in Spain, then you would limit it to Spain. I always like to open it up to the entire world and then just very, very closely manage what happens with your page. But, hey, different strokes for different folks. Then you have age restrictions. You know, you can put age restrictions on if you want it, if you have an adult product. Use your imagination, and you can pick whatever sort of age range that you want with that. I would be careful though if you're going to target, you know, if there's something that's very, very age sensitive. Say for example, you can't advertise alcohol or cigarettes to children below the age of 18. Then that's a great restriction. But if you are doing, if you're an assisted living facility and you think that, oh well, we want to get the people that we want to get in there are going to be 65 and older. So I wouldn't put age restrictions at 65 and older because that doesn't make any sense because, you know, their relatives who could be 20, 30, 40 years younger even are going to be helping in that decision. So just think about it. Page moderation, there's going to be some words that you can block. So you can block swear words or something like that. That's where you have the function to do that as an administrator. You can also do profanity filters. I always turn these off because sometimes someone can say, hey, that was a darn good picture, and a profanity filter will pick it up. You know, use your discretion. I say turn it off if you're going to be actively managing it as an administrator. Leave it on if you put it on low, rather, if you're not. similar page suggestions, That's not so important. Comment ranking, you can turn that on or off. You can merge duplicate pages, and here is the function where you can remove your page. So, for example, your business closes down, and you're done. You're done. You're buried. You're not going to arise again. This is when you would delete your page. Say, for example, you were a restaurant that closed down, and you had one location, and it was done. Then you delete your page, because why would you keep it open? That would be probably the only reason I would ever delete, because if you wanted to change the name, you can put name change functions through Facebook, and they'll get back to you in about 200 years with an answer. Okay, so we're going to go on to the next one. On the left going down is page info. And this, you can get the page info as an administrator from the About tab, which is located on your home page. Then there's the attribution. You can post as different people as your administrator, so you can choose to either do it as yourself or your page. Then you have your notifications, and you can, as an administrator, you can figure out how you want your notifications sent to you, and you can have them sent to you. So this is where you would find that. A very important one is page rules. Now, on pages, I find it tricky, because what happens is a lot of people want to have access to the page. Okay, we have four people in our company. Say, for example, you're in a company with four people. That's a better way of stating it. And all four of you want access to the Facebook page. And everyone has admin access. Here's the problem with that. Everyone's going to start talking in their own voice, in their own tone, in their own way of writing. So maybe you have one who's super duper perky, like almost that you want to like calm down. You're too perky. Exclamation points coming out the wazoo. Then you have another person that's very like, and has terrible grammar. Then you have another person that can't spell anything. Then you have another person that writes in all caps. How does that look? That's going to look weird to the person that's viewing your page, because it's going to have four different voices. I always suggest that one person handles the posting. And as an admin, you can choose to either to be you, or you can choose a staff member to be an editor. An editor can post content. So there's different roles that you can choose for your people. There's editor, moderator, advertiser, or analyst. Obviously, I think that there should be one person that's overseeing everything, and that's the one admin person. And then within your organization, then you can move into those different roles. I really think that having a backup editor is really good, just in case the administrator isn't available. But having more than one administrator, you're giving them almost the power of God over the page. With editors, they can only deal with posts. Moderators can only moderate comments. Advertiser can only deal with advertising. And an analyst can only deal with the insights and data. They can't do hardly anything. So it's basically just like the outside looking in to the back end of the data. So choose wisely. Got more to go through. That's an important one. The page rule is very important. Apps is going to be, if you are getting something as weird happening with your page, and maybe someone was messing with it before, and you want to fix the problem, apps is a great place to look, because this is where all of the added applications to your page are housed. This is every third-party application that is accessing your page. So as an administrator, you have the ability to remove these. So if there's problems that you don't understand and you pull them to maybe a YouTube application, you can go to your apps function on this setting as an administrator only and delete it. Then you have suggested edits. This is suggested edits. This is a button that is on the bottom right-hand corner of your cover image. And what you do here is you would click this as a person looking at your page saying, hey, I just saw in your About section that you say that you're in St. Pete, but I know that you're in Tampa. Maybe you made a mistake. And then this is where these would pop up. These are usually nice pending suggestions. But if you have all your ducks in a row, you'll never get one. Then you have featured. You can feature page owners. Likes are other pages that you've liked, and then you can pick which pages that you want to show that you've liked. So maybe you're in a few different committees, or you're in a few different associations. This is where, as an administrator, you can add them. If you want to show your page owners, you can show those as well. I don't really show them because I don't think it's that important. Then under featured, you have the mobile function, which is you can upload things with the mobile web and with your iPhone. Then you have banned users. Banned users are people that you've blocked. So if you ever want to see if someone's like, hey, why did you block me? And you want to go check that out, you can look in this section. And then under that's the activity log, which is pretty much all the activity that you've had on your account. Overall, as a Facebook page administrator, you are able to do a lot of different things. And basically, you can get rid of things that that no one else can. You can see data that no one else can. And then you can decide who does what and how much access they have to what aspects of the page. So make sure that you choose the rules really carefully, because giving people that are unskilled with Facebook full access to your page could create an embarrassment and just a little bit of branding difficulty, and could hurt credibility. So, folks, get on your Facebook page and check your administrative functions, and tweet me at Crisco Agency if you have any questions. It's been such a pleasure speaking to you today on the Social Marketing Academy. Check us out. We have another show coming up this Friday, and check us out on iTunes. All right, folks, take care. Talk to you soon.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.